You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
Okay, so on Thursday, I began a teaching which is going to be the subject for this month of April. It's our month of faith. It's our month of we serve the God of possibilities. Hallelujah. And on Thursday, I began a teaching by the grace of God. And I'm going to just glance through that particular teaching for about 7 minutes and then move to what it is for today. And we will take a short prayer and take the communion. And when we're done the communion, we do the awards and then we go home. Is that okay, people of God? Matthew chapter 19, verse number 26. Bible says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So we came to understand that in the region of men is impossibilities, but in the region of God is possibilities. Hallelujah. In Matthew 17, verse number 20, it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. With man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. In the region of man is impossibilities. Are you here with me at all?
Yes.
It's the region of impossibilities. It means it can't be done. There's nothing that the human strength can effect to change a particular situation. It's impossibility realm. But in the realm of God, there's nothing like impossibility. So what then brings you and I to the place of the realm of possibilities? The realm of God. And we read in the 17 verse 20, Matthew, Jesus Christ said that if ye have faith, so faith brings you to that realm to enjoy of possibilities. And so when as a man impossibilities comes to you, by faith you accept the realm of God and then you overcome that impossibility. Is that the people of God? Mark chapter 9 verse 23, Bible says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So all things are possible with God. Who is the man that will also enjoy like God is enjoying possibilities? The man of faith. Say the man of faith. Say the man of faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so faith is a very important ingredient. That is what you are in Christ. Essentially what you are in Christ. What your potential is in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, you are victorious. In Christ Jesus, you are placed, seated far above all principalities and powers. In Christ Jesus, you are in the realm of dominion. In Christ Jesus, you have divine life. But manifestation in your experience must be done by the agency of faith. Is it okay? By the agency of what? Faith. So by faith, what you really are in the spirit is manifested in the physical. Is that a people of God? By what? By what? Oh, I need you to answer from this side of the chair. By what? You must understand that for you to cooperate in the message, you must participate. Most of some of you are quiet, but you're not hearing anything. And I'm saying that because there are several times we've had announcements made here. You were looking at me like this. But you said I didn't announce it. And me that stood here, we announce all those things. So if that is for announcement, then the word here, the Lord should help us. The Lord grant you grace. So anytime you respond, when you respond, it brings you a mind back to where you are. That is why you must not be too quiet at certain points in time. Is that okay? I will not assume your quietness means you are assimilating. I will not assume it that way. Is that okay with you? Hallelujah to Jesus. So do well to respond so that I know that you are bringing your mind into this place. The Lord will feed your spirit. The Lord will feed your spirit. So faith is very important. So that's what you are. All right. In Christ Jesus, you have overcome all sicknesses. In Christ Jesus, sickness has no dominion over you. In Christ Jesus, no demon can torment your life. No demon can torment your life. In Christ Jesus, you are victorious. But your outward experience might differ from what you are in Christ because of the functionality of faith. If faith is not working, things are not working on the outside. It doesn't mean nothing exists. For example, as we are sitting here right now, there are waves here, all right? There's TV3 going on right here. There is CNN here, there's BBC here. But you can't see it in your eyes. I see it in your eyes. Can you watch it? You can't watch it. So, for example, too, there are angels here. Based on your level of operation, you will see some, you may not see any. Are you with me? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter number 12 that we have come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And one of the things he said is that there are angels that are uncountable in this gathering. That is what God said. And let all men be liars, but God be true. So if God is true, then what God is saying is truth. And what is the truth there? That angels are in our midst. That the fact that you cannot see them does mean they are not here. They are here. That's the truth. They are here. A man of God preached on a campus in the U.S. And then a student came to dispute the gospel and said, did Jesus come about as he exists? He never, you have not seen it. Because we have not seen him. Then the man asked him, have you seen Pluto? Have you seen Aristotle? But you believe? You believe. Then the girl was quiet. They said you have brains. Do you see your brain? You don't see your brain. But you believe that you have brains. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. So whatever that you are in Christ is glorious, it's awesome, it's amazing, it's your reality. But you must experience it here. And the agency is faith. So our experiences in the kingdom differ because of our faith difference. There's a consciousness. It's been internalized in there that I'm here with Christ in God. Any demon that will attack must finish carrying before it comes to me. It's a consciousness. You are too low. Yes, that too low is better. Hallelujah. And then when I was about to board the flight, I had a very little experience. I realized that when faith is functioning, doesn't mean that you're not afraid of what is happening, but I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of God. So before we boarded the flight, the clouds had changed. Wind was blowing. And they now say we should come aboard. I said, regret. Naturally, I don't like heights. When I travel anywhere and they have something, I don't like it. I want ground floor. It's bigger. Talk there. I don't like it. So I wonder why it goes flying. But I saw the clouds, and that's when the another should come and board. Hey. And so when I got my ticket checked, the closer I was getting to the flight, the wind was, and the clouds had changed. On a normal day without clouds, already crowd up, it's a way. And clouds. And my wife always laughs at me because anytime I sit in the plane and I hear the pilot go like this, you are very welcome. I say, chime. Because those brethren, when they fly, they fly without thinking about people like us. They just back and they land back. I don't like it. So when I hear them talk, I say, Father, extra grace for this day. So as soon as we all sat down, I saw the pilot going to the I picked my phone, we got to play game. And you know that before the plane will take off, you know, they'll go and turn and then they'll gather momentum. Normally they don't waste time. Sometimes just get them from where they go. But this one, the guy packs more. I said, brother, you can't tell that the clouds are not good. Don't do this to our lives. I was saying all in my head. I was playing game, I was saying in my head, say Jesus. I must say, okay, take off. I said, this time around, the speed is more than regular. Bam, bam. We climb there, whap, I said, Jesus is not my children. In my heart, and yet my spirit is saying, I will not die anyhow. I've declared it by my heart. Oh, the worst part, when we got, it was now raining. They have to bring to the rain. Azura, Valipa, oh God. My reality in Christ is that I will not die in a plane crash. My experience needs faith for me to see it. Do you get it now? If you forget what I said, remember that Pastor was in a plane talking like this and his heart was going like that. Praise God. It was a short trip, but for me, it was too long. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know you said that if I was in that, there's a peace be still. Come and see it. Glory to God in the highest. So faith is what translates what we are in Christ into our reality. So is faith very important? Is faith very important? And I'm sure that you will accept with me that we all were saved by faith. We were saved by faith. Ephesians and chapter number 2 and verse number 8. Ephesians 2 verse 8. Let's go there. Ephesians 2 verse number 8. Lord, come in. So, by grace are ye saved through faith. So, God's love, as Papa taught us on the first day of being on the cross, God's love expresses mercy that by grace salvation is made available unto all men, and all men tap into salvation that has been extended to us by grace through faith. So the love of God is expressed to us. The expressed love of God is the mercy of God extended to man by grace. Grace is a person, is Jesus Christ. And we all tap into that salvation by faith. So it's by faith we are saved. The Bible says, for with the heart, look for that scripture, Romans chapter number 10, with the heart the man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So with the heart you believe, and with the mouth you confess, and that completes that connection to the grace of God. So we all are saved by grace through faith. Now, if we all are saved by grace through faith, then it means everyone saved has faith. Does that make sense? Do you get the whole idea? Are you with me? So if we are saved by grace through what? Through what? Then it means everyone saved has what? So the faith that saved you is your initial capital. Are you with me? So Jesus Christ died for everybody in the records of God, just as Adam sinned and all men did sin. The same way Jesus Christ died to bring life to all men. But all men are not experiencing the reality, because all men must believe. Are you following? So salvation for everybody. But not everybody is experiencing salvation. Why? The experience of salvation will come by faith. And how shall they believe if they have not heard? How shall they hear if they've not been told? How shall they be told if someone has not said? How shall someone say if someone has not been sent? So messengers are sent with a message of the gospel to let people hear. And when they hear, by the working of the Spirit, they become attentive to the word being preached. Which Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. So as it's being preached, men hear. The Holy Ghost comes to help them. And by the incorruptible seed mixed up with faith, then salvation is born. And that means that if you are born into the kingdom by faith, you live in the kingdom by faith. Are you with me? If you don't live by faith, you are not living well. Are you following, Lord God? So, faith is not something you don't have. You have it as long as that you are born again. The God kind of faith. You have it on the inside of you. Is that okay? So we all are saved by grace through faith. Now let's check out Acts chapter 3 verse 16. Acts 3, 16. Remember that mysteries are good for them. From the mouth of small witnesses, an issue is what? Established. Glory to God. Are you still here with me? Are you noting some few things now? It's going to help all of us. Praise God. Alright. Acts chapter 3 verse 16 says that, and his name through faith. In his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So the name of Jesus is powerful. The name, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confess. By the mention of the name of Jesus, demons tremble. By the name of Jesus, situations are resolved. He said that all power has been given to me. Go in my name. In my name, you will cast out devils. In my name. That's Matthew 28, verse 18 down. Mark 16, 16 down. We find all of those references there, people of God. And so there's power in the name of Jesus. But everybody uses that name but don't see the power. The faith element is the reason for the limited display of the power of God. in the name of Jesus. The worldly guy, in fact, amongst Nigerians now, every joke, Jesus. My children have been started saying that. When you do something, say, Jesus, you don't see demon trouble. Because it's as if that the name has not become one of those exclamations. The fact that the name is mentioned by people and that does not mean it has a power. It has power. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. There is what power in the name. The ability of God is vested in that name. There is power in the name of Jesus. I have never shot a gun before. I've never used a gun before. Now, if you were to give me a pistol right now, because I have not learned how to use it and how it's used, I could be facing a situation and the pistol is my way out, but I don't know how to use it. I may have it, but I'll still be dealt with. So having it is not enough. Having and knowing how to use it, and much more, using it often to become a master of it. Hallelujah. I like John Wick. It's very, very nice. Now, he's mastered the use of the gun to the point that when his bullets are finished, he can see it as knife. Yeah. Amongst the monks who are into martial arts, this phone is enough to fight. This phone is enough. And it's not a lie. I mean, if you phone documentaries, view them, but not movie documentaries. A good monk who has been well trained in martial arts, with a broom, you can hold knife, he'll beat you. Is the use. Why? They stain the human body. There are places in my body that if you know and you touch, I can't move my right. So in martial art, they study the whole body. They know where they can stop. Blood don't flow to your brain. You get mad. They know it. That's all he needs. If he can avoid your sword towards him, he can attend to where it will stop you from using the sword again. He become a master in his usage. People of God must become masters of faith. I will know God. There's power in the name, but there's faith. Element is a reason that the power demonstration in the name differ from saints to saint. It's my prayer in this month of faith, your faith will come alive so strong, and that by the operation of the faith of God at work in you, giving allowance to work, you're going to do mighty things. Amen. So Peter is telling them that faith through of faith in the name, his name through faith. So the name through faith, and the faith still came by the name. What is it? So beautiful. All right, has wrought this mighty, mighty, mighty work. Let's move on. I don't waste time here. Now, Romans 12, verse 3. Did you get everything I've said so far?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh. Romans 12, verse number 3. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Yesterday, I was in a meeting, and the man gave me a statement. He said, no matter how rich you think you are, your money is the tithe of somebody. And on Thursday, I was telling the brethren, I was watching a documentary. The documentary was done about 8 years ago. And there's a village in Switzerland called Gistar. And that is where the ultra rich go for winter holidays. And the hotel is 9,000 euros a night. And somebody had booked for 5 days. That's for the hotel. Hallelujah. So yesterday I met a wonderful woman who was blessed, and I had received a testimony of $100. Now, let me near GA, I'll share the testimony with her. I said, God did something. He said, talk to me, Pastor. I said, can you imagine? I had no money in my pocket, and I God gave me $100. The woman would say, oh, bless God. I said, yeah, this one. $100. You know what it is? The one day I was talking to the woman, just a few days after, I was teaching the word to her. I was teaching. She just said, Pastor, this is what you teach. She didn't have in her purse. Brought out $1,000. In her purse. She said, Pastor, I don't have money. Just take this. $1,000. Father. One day she was complaining. She said, Pastor, things are very tough lately. Things are really tough. Really tough. I don't have money. And that day she sent her village girl to pick money from her purse. And bring her back, and in her bag were bundles of 50 Ghana cedis, about 3 or 2, 20 bundles, about 5 there. That is woman that has money. Yeah, it's there. He doesn't have money. That is what is there. Someone that told me that they stole money from her company. If it was even about 200,000, she would not bother. But about 400,000 is too much. You won't bother. 200,000 girls, you will not bother. What is that? You will not bother. 200,000, you will not bother. You must bother. You must bother. So you just see how we all are. Okay? And we need to let trust God to deliver us. Somebody is owing 50 Ghana. See how you are pursuing a person to collect that money. 50 Ghana. You are pursuing the person to collect that money. And you let us have peace of mind. Just go 50 Ghana, see this. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Are you here with the Lord God? I give love God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's rush. So what I'm saying is that everyone has to give a measure of faith. If you are backed by faith, you have a measure of faith. Faith is not external. Now, the question is this: how to grow your faith? How do I grow my faith? How do you grow your 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 faith? Amen. There are a few times I try to want to make things so sensible. I realize that sometimes when you want to make God's word too sensible, he loses his power. It is received by faith. Because one time somebody asked me, can faith grow? Can faith grow? I'm not here to do apologetics. I say you must grow your faith. The fact that your faith is not working, not growing, it must grow. Hallelujah. So you want to grow the faith. Amen. Because if every one of us have a measure of it, we can have much more. It can find full expression. Is that a capable of God? It can find what? Full what? Expression. So how about my faith? So your faith must go. Before we read the scripture, the 58, we'll take from the 53. You see how the story is like. But faith is also an atmosphere. Faith is also an atmosphere. Faith is what? Also an atmosphere. Have you ever heard somebody say this is a toxic atmosphere? So faith, when there's no faith, that atmosphere you have of unbelief is toxic to the flow of God's power. So let's get a scripture now. Matthew chapter 13, from the verse 53. See something. Let's enjoy this. Look at it. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. Where did he go? Let's go. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, in so much that they were astonished and said, whence had this man this wisdom and these mighty words? Now, instead of them focusing on the impact of the word on their lives, they are wowed. And that's why I keep saying, will of God, when you hear a man of God preaching and the information is so beautiful, stay focused. It's the easiest way not to receive anything. Are you following me? All right. Let's go to verse 55. It's not this. Are you seeing it now? It's not his mother called Mary and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon. And it's not him. And they two know they have a fear. And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then had this man all these things? So from scriptures, if you go home and not respect his normal, even Jesus went through. Don't be angry. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Yeah. One of my artists said, Fee, why is it here? You should be slain and dog. Now see you. I said, tango. Oh, baby, fine. Why hate it? Jesus went through it. Jesus went through. And they were offended in him. I thought you'd be happy for me. Don't you see Ghana here? Is it Ghana? Are you not seeing Ghana? Instead of us being happy, we are offended. I'm not quite an animal then. What is that nonsense? In 19 minutes. Offended. And it's so much about us. Is anybody waiting for you to make an error? Like, just wait. This guy can't be cleaner. There's still something about him you don't know.
I can't wait for the day we'll see it.
How do you know? When it happens, they talk about it very fast. And the good you have done. Tell your neighbor, don't join them. That's a bad attitude.
Hallelujah.
And there are people that will never let your past go. No way. Go for what? Say, daddy, no, you can't go like that. No, no, you can't go like that. No, no, no. You are still that same person. So you're offended. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country. This is one of the things that explains why you find you have a pastor and, you know, the same pastor enters in that church and then miracles happen instantly. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And the same pastor will pray for your headache, it will not go. Then you bring a guest preacher, he won't lay hands, you say, go! And it goes. It's like, that man, the pastor says, bring that father, brother. Bring that man off. And so that you all forget that your pastors are human beings. Are you here with me?
Yes, sir.
That's why I don't go to people's churches and take numbers and others. I don't do that. I don't do that. The same me. I know that same pastor will enjoy the same thing. Are you seeing what I mean? Okay. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. This is where I'm coming to. The same Jesus that walked on water. The same Jesus that multiplied bread. The same Jesus. Mighty works have been done by him in his hometown. Nothing happened. So check the message, very interesting. Very interesting. See, this is what I'm teaching right now. Sometimes I go to places and they even go half of this. People are standing like, Jesus, what a word, what a word. But this guy is loaded. In my mind, like, the same thing for church. Don't even say amen. Don't even mind you. It's normal. One time, one of the brethren I went to call, he said, ah, Pastor, why are you not like that in church? Why would I like that? It's not me, it's the same me. It's hometown, I'm hometown. It's not Pastor, it's like, wait, Pastor, it's a Pastor. That is all. One of the most dangerous things is to be a wife of an anointed man and he's annoying to you. Hey. And everybody will come and be healed and you are sick. He prays you don't get healed because he's your husband. The maturity to know when is your priest, when is your husband, when is your brother, is a maturity you must attain before you marry. Familiarity, hush, is a killer. It's a killer. That's what happened. One of the things you must fight this year is refuse to be familiar. Hallelujah. There are people that if they see what some of you do around me, they'll be shocked. Are you with me? Not that I'm a superhuman, that's not it. Because of that privilege you have of proximity, there's a reference and what they are called. Because of that, when you say, your day is blessed, it happens. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But you can come and say, Pastor, I'm not coming to church tomorrow. Are you going to come? You can tell me my faith, I won't come to church tomorrow. Because I'm not happy with you. You understand? That's what they did here. An atmosphere of unbelief limits the unlimited God. This month, you're going to destroy such atmosphere. So faith is an atmosphere. That's why you must grow the faith. Now, how do I grow the faith? Now, you grow faith by hearing. By hearing. Romans 10:17. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I take it literal. If faith comes, faith can go. If faith comes, then faith can go. How does faith come? By hearing and hearing. Hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hearing and hearing by. So the instrument of hearing is the word of God. The instrument of hearing is what? The word of God. So hearing is one way by which faith becomes active and faith grows in you. Is that all, people of God? Now, forms of hearing. One, listening to messages. Forms of hearing. Listening to messages. I'm being very practical with you, people of God. I hope it's going to help all of us. Listening to messages. Under listening to messages, one, preachings in church. Preachings in where? in church. So one of the main reasons for church is for the hearing of the word. And by hearing more and more, faith grows more and more. Lack of hearing the word will lead to faith kwashoko. Faith must grow by the word. In what way? Hearing and hearing. By listening to preachings like I'm teaching you right now. Preachings. And the church. One of the key reasons for church is for the teaching and preaching of the word of God. The teaching and preaching of the word of God. As the word is being taught, it's being preached, you are hearing. You are hearing. As you are hearing, faith is coming. Faith is coming. When faith is coming, it means your atmosphere is changing from unbelief to faith. The more faith takes over the atmosphere, the more the hand of God can be mighty in your life. And when the hand of God is mighty in your life, men can see your good deeds and praise your Father that is in heaven. That's how it is done. No believer grows without hearing the word. And one of the ways the devil starts attacking your Christian walk is offenses to stay away from church. Are you with me? So one of the ways of listening, or one of the ways of listening to messages, is the preaching in church. Acts chapter 14, verse 7 to 10. Acts 14, 7 to 10. It says, and there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak. Paul what? Speak. Remember the first verse says, and they preached the gospel. So Paul was preaching. He was teaching. And this man heard Paul teaching, preaching, who steadfastly beholding him. This is why sometimes in teaching, they look at the altar. Keep looking. Keep looking. So the man was in the service. Crippled from birth. And Paul was teaching about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man was just looking. Steadfastly. Somebody fell behind you. I won't look. An usher passed to pick an envelope. I won't look. Mosquito touched my friend beside me. I won't help him. I'm here for business. The sound guy just came around, pastor, to change something. He's not my focus. He's the teacher. I'm looking. The man kept looking. Kept looking. Listening. Looking. Listen. Listen. What happened? What happened? The Bible says, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving your faith to be healed. So there's a faith for healing. And as Paul was teaching, the man was looking, was not looking. Then Paul saw that the faith gauge was rising. Was rising. When Paul noticed that it had hit the gate for manifestation, then what happened? The Bible says, say it with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. This is the reason when I'm teaching, I'm looking at you. I can, frankly speaking, I can tell most of you when your minds are not here. That's why I keep saying things that will bring your mind. Because you know something, if you can stay focused and the word enters, and the word, one day I was teaching in church, not here, in a place. I was teaching the Holy Spirit. I was teaching the Holy Ghost. Teaching the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, look at 1, 2, 3, 4. I looked at them. He said, they are faithful, receiving the baptism has come. Wait for 1 minute. I was teaching. I stopped, said, get up. Take it. The Holy Ghost would tell me their gauge has gotten there. So in the preaching of the word, there's a faith for visa. Mike, can you hear me? There's a faith for marriage. There's a faith for academic exploits. There's a faith. And in that one preaching, the diversities of faith for the desired needs are there. But when you lose focus listening and beholding, you will not get the faith gauge. So the pronouncement doesn't work. So Paul saw that he had reached a place in his faith for healing. So he stopped and attended. Rise up and walk. And the man jumped. The declarations from the altar are the hands of Isaiah that is holding you to stand up and walk. But if he tries to lift you when your faith has not been lifted, you will not walk. Okay, let me explain what I just said. What I just said, I picked it from Acts chapter 3. When Peter and John got to the gate called Beautiful, the Bible says that the man was asking for alms. Is that not so?
Yes.
And then Peter said, look at this. And he was looking, expecting to receive something. And then Peter says, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man says, now, I was saying, and Peter hailed. See, you see there? And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. So when the teaching is going on, it is me telling you, silver and gold Isaiah does not have, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up in your marriage, rise up in academics. You get the whole idea. Now, as that teaching is going on, the thing is entering. As soon as we see or we get to a point where their faith has reached, okay, the declarations, this week is a blessing for you. They are the hands that are holding you to walk. Are you following me? Are you following the love of God? So, as you hear the word over and over again, faith begins to rise. It begins to rise. It gets to a maturation level. Then there can be delivery. Now, it's like some of you have heard the preaching of abroad. That place, the systems are working. There's no suffering there. Now, you have heard so much teachings on it that it does not matter what you are told. That be careful. Are you sure God says you go? Have your parents have to go there? You have heard so much teaching and preaching on how abroad will take you above in your life situation that what we are saying is less than the entrenched teachings of that. So it creates an expectation. And then most of them land in the US. And for the first 1 month, it's cultural shock and reality shock. Are you following?
Sir.
Have you ever watched a horror movie? You watch. When you finish watching, the same room you stay in, you put the curtains there. The black curtains. And it just moves small. And you actually saw a human being move. And somewhere in the 80s, 89, this movie, that toy that came to come alive. Present. Child's Play. That's what I remember. That's how we call it. Now, come on, pray for a toy. It's called Chucky. Yes. So one day, my auntie sent me in Fatini Town to go and buy bread across the street. And you know those times when you don't have TV and you see children gather or people gather by a window, somebody is coming as colored TV. And they're showing a movie. And I love movies. So when I was going to buy, I saw that I people said, Adi. So I fast, I went to buy, I said to my auntie, I told my auntie, I want to pick something for my uncle. So I went, Pastor Sammy, I went back to the place, stood there. He said, I was standing home. Ha! I believe. It was daytime I watched it. Daytime. I watched it. So in the night, when I close my eyes, my younger sister, who I'm older than, I was trying to get close to a second. People were sleeping peacefully. Normally, we put up our light. I said, no, you put up the light. I want to sleep in the light. My auntie, okay, talk so up. Put up the light. Hey! I'm there. I don't know what I'm doing. Then I finally stepped and had a dream. So in the dream, I was only the friend that I saw the baby coming. I was running. I was in one place. As I ran, the thing was coming. I ran, the thing was coming. When I woke, I was like, hey. Now, upon listening and watching, what is supposed to be entertainment entered me.
I became pictures that now influenced my actions. So in other words, if Chucky has said, I said yes. So Chucky will see that my fear level has gotten the gauge. Now she can pronounce. Then I will act. Here am I. I even went to the dream. Continue the movie. I couldn't finish up. I woke up. For days, I couldn't sleep well. And one time, my dad was watching Dracula. This was around 88. Yes, Bali. Yes, ma'am. That day, I stayed awake to let him know that they started moving. Anytime I stay awake, he'll send me back. So I watched that. All the times I was peeping and watching. Oh, catch him. Ah, God, don't blow. And his ears are like that. I went to bed. I'll be here. So, do you get a picture now?
Yes, sir.
So, by hearing and hearing, your faith becomes a level. And then, bam! I gave a testimony some time ago. I was studying my Bible. I had it, an abnormality in my body. I studied my Bible. As I was studying, I got to the point, I just stood up and said, Father, this is now a covenant between me and you. Till my days on earth are over, until Christ comes, this my flesh will never be a specimen for doctors to cut and exercise anything there. So Lord, in view of that, this thing in my body, take it out now. And that was it. And you see that in the life of the apostles, Bible says, and Acts 2, 42 to 43, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship. People of God, don't miss church. Why do you think that you need to be in class? Even in academic settings, there's a percentage of attendance you must have to graduate. And what makes you think that that doesn't apply to the kingdom? Are you following me, Lord? So come to church, you come to hear the word. The word is being preached. You are listening. And faith is coming alive on the inside of you. I see your faith coming alive. All right? Now, the other form of listening is audio messages. Psalm 62 verse 11 says, once has the Lord spoken. Let's go there. 62 verse 11. 62, 11. Psalm 62, 11. I'm done in just 2 minutes or so. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Hallelujah. Paul will tell Timothy, when you're coming, bring my parchments. It means that if Paul was in our days, he would have told Timothy, when you're coming, add my CDs or my cassettes. Why? God has given man the wisdom to be able to record so that man can hear twice what was said once. So audio messages is one way by which you hear, you listen to the word of God. Let it be a habit. Listen to messages. Because when what you're hearing right now, there are things that were skipping because you're writing notes. And then I was skipping because your mind went out and came back. But when you take the audio again, thank God for our days. We have a podcast. You go back there. You pick a message. By talking about faith, we preach faith all through the years. Go and pick every previous message on faith. And listen. You realize that your mental faculty becomes so captured by this concept, this reality, these possibilities. And without thinking, you will function and give God the room to feel free around you. So listen to audio messages. What did I say? The devil knows the power of audio and video. That is why we have Facebook. That's why we have TikTok. That's why we have Instagram. Audio, visual. Because the eyes and the ears are the main gateways to your mind. And whatever is dominant in your mind is dominant in your life. Are you following me? Hallelujah. So all the beautiful sisters that are looking at their husbands with them output with a tray of French breakfast. Wake up. It's a dream. It's moving. African man. at this time. Wake up. Fried sausage. And then egg. Bread. Big beans. And sweetheart. Rice. Food in the morning. Yo. Africa, welcome. I will go, God. You are watching too many things that are not helping your life. Some of you are exercising to lose weight. People of God, that size you have, it is the original creation. It's not, you don't have fat, you don't have fat. Do you get the whole idea? Your bones are big. What are you going to do? And you tell an ideal woman. Is the one that has a flat tummy and the side has come up like that, and this one too has gone like that, and then there's the way he walks. Some of you, I enjoy watching people. There's a walk with that you guys walk, you only walk outside, you don't walk in the house. What's that bad twisting on that? Said they're going to also. Oh, bread, guys, you are not made like that. But you see, the things you are watching and hearing is shaping your mindset, it's making you feel inferior. So the ideal man has six packs, broad chest. But that's how I see them. That's the ideal man. You are going to the gym. Jimmy. But for some reasons, the way your belly was made, you won't have 6 packs. All right, Mr. Are you a real God? Oh, if you don't study well, you don't go here. Look, I'm not saying you don't study steady, but you must know God's plan for your life. We are watching things, the wrong things. The devil knows that what you see, what you hear, will determine your life. What am I saying this morning? Faith needs your eyes and your ears. Give your ears to audio messages. Preaching is in church. Give your eyes to video messages. As you are doing that, faith is coming alive. When faith is coming alive, your atmosphere is conducive for God to feel free. And when God feels free around you, you'll be free in your life. Is that okay? Have you got something? This week, are you going to get some audios? Get to the podcast. Listen to a message. Is that okay? Mama Angela, anytime she's in the office, you hear her listen to messages. She don't messages, she says worship songs. You see, as a woman that she is, your wife was reminding me about your son. I mentioned that this would be so number of people when he did 6 years left. And I asked her, how are you holding this now? And I can tell you the truth. If you take the word in a person's spirit, to handle some things. In the day of adversity, if you faint, your strength is what? Are you with me? Hello? Hello? The day that their son passed, they were in church. You, nothing even passed, you come to church. Your response or reaction to life because of your content. Some of you can watch like now you don't watch your Korean movie. So who say Korean? Who say Chinese? You watch and watch and watch. Now you don't have a mindset of your own. The Christ mind is not inside of you. It's not inside of you. This week, let's go to that church podcast. Get your message. Tell yourself every day I listen to my message. I write notes. Are you following me? Paul says, keep yourself holy to these things. Then your profiting shall appear unto all. All of you that have first degrees, the reason you have first degrees is not because God wants you to have a good job. It's so that you can do a good work with this word. It's much more than happiness. Listen to messages. Watch messages. My music ministry took a different turn. Changed when I was watching the video. Singing in tongues came when I was watching the video. Way back in 2002. 2003. I was watching Dr. Robbie Howard in the US. I was watching. He was on the program in South Africa. And the man
stood there, began to sing in tongues. Was singing in tongues. The wife came, was singing a harmony of the tongues, in tongues. And then the drummer came, instrumentalist came, the whole church started singing in different tongues, but the same melody. As I was watching, my office just got filled with the presence of God. When I was supposed to minister that week on the altar, a student population of 6,000, I stood there, Roman Shabbat Mokofalia. I see somebody pour water on them. What I saw happened in life. You want to see something? Look at something.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.